Clerk will call the roll.
Abdallah, Adelstein, Bartling, Bagalka, Bradford, Broderick, Jarvis, Brown, Richard, Brown, Berg, Clark, Davis, Derby, Duenwald, Dunifan, Elliott, Flowers, Frost, Frisley, Garnas, Gillespie, Glensky, Tom Hansen, Gary Hansen, Hargens, Heineman, Don Hennies, Tom Hennies, Holbeck, Hunstad, Hunhoff, Jaspers, Jensen, Junkie, Clout, Klocek, Koyston and Canole, Koistra, Lang, Lintz, Madsen, McCauley, McCoy, Michaels, Monroe, Marshall, Nautical, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Gordon Peterson, Jim Peterson, Bill Peterson, Pitts, Pummel, Roden, Richter, Siebert, Zygdestad, Slaughter, Smith, Solem, Sutton, Tupel, Valandra, Van Etten, Van Gerpen, Van Norman, Wick, Speaker Icarius. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Scott Icarius, Chair.
Is there a second? There is a second. Discussion. Hearing none. The question for the House is the approval of the journal. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1049 and 1054 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bills 1032, 1050, and 1051 do pass as amended. Jarvis Brown, Chair. The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bills 1031, 1033, 1034, 1035, and 1037 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Claire Canole, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1021 do pass. Jay Duenwald, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bills 1009 and 1010 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. J.P. Dunifan, Chair. The Committee on Tax respectfully reports that House Bill 1044 and 1048 do pass. Richard Brown, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bills 1008, 1067, and 1069 do pass, and House Bill 1006 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Scott Icarius, Chair.
Messages.
January 12, 2001, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Respectfully, Patricia Adams, Secretary.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Smith moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for a memorial service for the 76th legislative session, as found on page 44 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor of adopting Representative Smith's motion will say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Dunifan.
Point of personal privilege, sir.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, as you know, we have a long-standing tradition of honoring birthdays, and we missed one yesterday only because we weren't in session and we were home. Representative Kent Junkie's birthday was yesterday. Representative Brown, would you do the honors?
Mr. Speaker, with your permission? I'm not going to ask that anymore, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
As long as my birthday's passed, it's granted.
Would Representative Junkie please stand? And members of the body, please join me. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I couldn't think of a more delightful place to spend my 46th birthday than up here. Well, I've got less hair. Don't go by hair. And when Representative Brown told me to stand, I reluctantly said I already was. Mr. Speaker, could I take a point of personal privilege?
Yes, you may.
It gives me also another great honor to introduce the doctor of the day. Up to my left is Dr. Mary Carpenter from Winter. She's up here every year, and everybody almost always knows her.
Representative Klocek. Granted.
New body. Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body, it gives me great honor to introduce to you the 2001 Czech Days royalty. It is said, I would ask that you refer to the House commemoration number 1001 that has been placed on your desk to read what is in the journals and describe the celebration in more depth. It is said we do not know where we are going until we know where we have been. Today we honor the Czech Days cultural celebration held this year, June 15th and 16th in Tabor. Vítám vás, which means welcome friends, welcome to all of you. Would the royalty please stand, and I would ask that you hold your applause until we have introduced the entire delegation. Queen Josie Serrada and her parents Tony and Sue Serrada, and her grandparents George and Mary Serrada of Tabor, South Dakota. Prince Daniel Velik, son of David and Denise Velik of Springfield, South Dakota. Princess Shannon Serrada, daughter of Scott and Priscilla Serrada of Tabor. Also in among us is Mayor Leonard and Mildred Simple, if they would please rise. And the Havorka girls that helped us with the food and the celebration last night, Irene, Marge, and Cheryl, if they would rise. And then I would ask if the entire delegation from the Tabor Czech Days and Pier congregation would all rise at this time.
Let's give them a hand.
And I would ask that we give them a round of applause. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body.
Thank you. Representative McCoy.
Yes. Today we have school board members and teachers and everybody interested, or a number of people interested from Rapid City. Would you please stand? I'd like to recognize them. It's quite a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1080, an act to permit applicable sales taxes to be applied as part of the collection costs and expenses for dishonored checks. House Bill 1081, an act to require the installation of certain supplemental guide signs on interstate highway system and state highway system. House Bill 1082, an act to revise certain provisions regarding insurance premium discounts for persons 55 years of age or older who complete a safety driving course. And House Bill 1083, an act to authorize employers to pay wages by direct deposit.
Speaker, it signs House Bill 1080 to taxation, 1081 transportation, 1082 commerce, 1083 commerce. Are there any announcements? Representative Gordon Peterson.
Well, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, there will be a meeting of the House Government Operations and Audit Committee in room Legislative Conference Room 1 at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the joint meeting with the Senate.
Further announcements? Representative Van Gerpen.
Members of the body, for a number of years, one of the traditions that we have the opportunity to carry on is the Catacomb Caucus. It is a time when members of both parties and both houses, as well as lobbyists and other members who are involved in activities here at the Capitol during this time, get together downstairs in the governor's large conference room. And we have some fellowship, some time of prayer and music, and a speaker. And our speaker tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock will be Kitty Werthmann. Kitty has spent time, she's from Austria, and she has spent time under communist rule. She has spent time under Nazism rule, and she will be sharing of her experiences during those days. So you're all welcome to join us tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, Governor's Large Conference Room, right across from the Governor's office downstairs.
Further announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce a delegation from Madison, but they're meeting with the governor right now. So in lieu of that, I'd like to invite you to Madison Day celebration tonight, 5 to 7, down at the Ramcota. Be sure to come and enjoy fellowship with Madison.
Further announcements? Representative Monroe.
Speaker, I'd just like to invite everyone tonight to the chiropractor's reception at the King's Inn, 5 to 7. Best walleye in the state is from this state. Thank you. Wait, is this Tuesday? Okay, I will see you tomorrow.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hansen.
Point of personal privilege.
Granted.
I have a member here from our hometown that Representative Sigsted and I have the distinct opportunity to introduce to the House. He's a school board member of the year for my district, and we hold him in high regard. He has served in the community and state for 30 years as a school board member. He is a very successful businessman and dedicated to education. His full accomplishments are in the commemorations on page 45 in the Senate Journal. I'd like to proudly present to you Mr. Leroy Helwig, School Board Member of the Year for South Dakota.
Further announcements. Representative Noctegal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Garnos and I, and for benefit of the new members, each year after the 2 weeks are up, that we like to take the pages out for a pizza party. Usually it's going to be on Thursday night. And I guess I'd like to have volunteers from the House to divvy up a little bit of cash, $5 a person be nice. And then every 2 weeks I can make a quicker announcement that it's time for a shakedown, and I won't need to take as long as I am now. But if I could get a few dollars from each of you so we can help defray the cost of a pizza party every 2 weeks for the pages. Thank you. And then Cooper be on that side to take that money also. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services will meet at 7:45 in room 468 tomorrow morning.
Further announcements? Representative Peterson, Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. State Affairs Committee will meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow in room 412.
Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation Committee at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I volunteer to handle the money that they collect for the page party.
Representative Jarvis Brown. Further announcements. The Speaker would mention to the body tomorrow we do have 15 second reading of House bills, I think 9 of which are on the consent calendar. We do have some work tomorrow, so come prepared to work. Hearing no further announcements, I'd accept a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.